You good to rock and roll?
Rock and roll.
Okay.
Let's have some fun. Very good.
Well, hey, welcome to the Studio Cast. This is Todd Waller, partner at Studio 48 with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Snyder & Company Realtors. Today's episode, I'm chatting with Inspector Bob Bowling of the Buyer Protection Group, or otherwise known as BPG.
BPG,
yeah. Right. We're going to talk about the inspection process, what to expect, what to look for, and we're going to discuss about a family of raccoons and some other fun things that happen on inspections. So, Bob, thank you. Welcome to the Studio Cast.
Thank
great
you
to have you here.
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful to be here. Yeah, good time.
It's been a few years that we've been working together, hasn't it?
Maybe 15, I'm guessing, something like that. Although, it's weird because I'm only 29.
You were really young when you started
yes, I remember. Yes, yeah.
Wait a minute, that makes me old. Hold on a second.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I miss the days when people would ask me how I liked working with my dad before the hair started going away. So my brother, who's 13 years older, we would occasionally get that question when I was young and had better hair. So.
That's spectacular.
Yeah.
Now, one of the stories that I have to tell right out of the gate, Bob, and I tell buyer clients when we're working together and making recommendations on whom to work with as far as inspectors are concerned, one of the stories that I've got about coming to an inspection that you were doing is I was running late one day, which doesn't happen frequently.
Right.
And I contacted you and the purchaser, said, I'm sorry, I'm running about 20 minutes late, totally messed up my calendar. Yep. And I come blowing into this house in Garden City to find you jumping up and down on the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
And I must have had that 1 o'clock half-struck look on my face because you're like, yeah, got an extra 30 pounds on here so we can test the flex on this floor.
We call that the plumber shuffle. It's the new dance all the kids are doing. You may have seen it on MTV.
So. I like that. I like that a lot.
Good way to test that floor. It's all muscle now, though. It's all muscle.
It's all muscle. Very good.
200 pounds of muscle, yeah.
Well, and you're a heck of a mountain biker, too.
A little bit. Yeah, mm-hmm. We get to go run around and have some fun. Keeps me out of trouble. Helps me fit in attics and crawl spaces.
And keeps you off the street, too.
Yes, so this is good. Yes, exactly.
Excellent. Well, to get to the meat of the thing. Buyers typically... Well, anymore, they actually have the ability to do an inspection.
Sure.
Past few years have been a little bit difficult to get contingency in there and actually have the inspection results mean something in the transaction.
Yeah.
I know you're an inspector, but what's the point of a buyer doing an inspection? Do they actually need one? Are they good on the house if they just eyeballed it?
Yeah, good question. Well, obviously I'm in the business, so I think pretty highly of home inspections.
Sure.
Really, it's all about safety. I'm amazed how often that we're doing an inspection. Place looks beautiful from the street. Take a walk through. Everything's great until you get in the basement and you find that truss that's been cut. You find a beam that's been thawed out. So right up to the very end, sometimes things are just going great until you get downstairs. So it's really just a trained eye. That's the biggest thing we have. As we like to say, it's not rocket surgery. But after looking at houses for 30 years, we got a pretty good eye to find those important things. Yeah. So it's all about safety.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've heard you say repeatedly, and I'll have you say it, is we're not here to look for what? We're here to find what exactly?
Yeah, you've heard that joke once or twice. So I always like to say we're here to look for bears, not rabbits and squirrels. So, so cosmetic defects, we're not looking for those things. Stains on carpeting, torn screens, minor cracked tiles, little things like that. So we're kind of looking for those bears, not rabbits and squirrels. And I always like to say as a home inspector, I can reduce risk. I just can't quite eliminate it fully as much as I'd like to.
Yeah. That makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So if your standpoint from inspection is really the health and safety concerns on a home, when we're looking at new construction, I mean, new construction is being looked at by the township or the city building inspector, right?
Absolutely.
Should new construction be inspected?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. When Rick and I started the business back in 91, we'd get calls about it. People would say, you know, the city guys are doing their job. Mm-hmm. We'd do homes that are a year or two old, and we'd find, you know, plumbing vents terminating in the attic, chimneys that didn't go all the way through the roof.
Are those not good things?
Generally not. Generally not. Depends if you like carbon monoxide in your home.
Fair.
Or sewer gas.
Fair.
So the more we do it, our new construction inspections actually take quite a long time sometimes. Mm-hmm. It depends on what we find. Sometimes we're just getting good peace of mind.
Sure.
And that's a big part of what we do. So it's health, safety, and then is that going to be a bear that's going to come eat you?
Sure.
Yeah, we don't worry too much about the squirrel that may steal your picnic lunch, but but if there's a big bear lurking out there, we want to know about it. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So what are some of the things that you would advise buyers as they're looking at homes, getting ready to put offers in? What are things that you would suggest they keep their eyes open for? I don't want to say it's like a precursor to an inspection to get rid of doing an inspection,
but
what are like tips that buyers can take away and go, I should keep this in mind as I'm looking at a house?
Great question.
Cool.
You know, I can't tell you how often we get to a home and we're walking around the outside and we take three steps around the left side of the house and the siding's completely rotted out.
Well,
and the person's like, Wow, I had no idea. And then we take a look in the backyard, and we stand in the backyard, we look at the roof, and we can see the shingles look like potato chips. I'm thinking, how did you guys not see this? Some of these things are not rocket science to see. So really just going through with an open eye.
Okay.
Walk through the house, flush a toilet, check, take a look at the windows, look at the frames of the windows, walk through, look for things that look plumb, out of plumb or not out of square. Really just walking through with an open set of eyes looking for those things. I think a lot of buyers, they fall in love with the neighborhood. They fall in love with the kitchen countertop. Our young buyers, right? If you throw some granite down and open a wall.
Let's go.
Let's go. How much money can I give you? So go through and just look at things with an open eye. Look for stains down in the basement. So there's a number of those things that, that somebody who's owned a house is going to look for a little more so than somebody who's new.
Now go figure. I have a very similar take when I'm talking with purchasers as we're walking through homes. My attitude is, look, we are not specialists when it comes to electrical, plumbing, heating and cooling, mechanical stuff. We are the everyman, as defined by, this is just what the everyman kind of knows. And so as I'm working with purchasers and we're walking through homes, like, treat this home as, on your run through, as though you are the everyman. Is there something that stands out to you as a purchaser that you go, I have a question about that?
Absolutely.
It's great to have those questions. And we bringing the inspector in, it can answer some of those questions.
For sure. No, we love those educated buyers. And that's one of the things I always say, that one of the benefits of working with a professional realtor, a lot of times I'll get there, and my clients already said, Todd told me the roof's bad. So we've made our offer commensurate with understanding that we're going to need a roof.
But the only way I can say that is I slept at a Holiday Inn Express the night before. So
that's right. That's right. Still, but a good agent's going to have an educated set of eyes because you've toured thousands and thousands of homes. So that little walkthrough is super, super beneficial. Yeah, we like when clients come with a list of questions for us. It helps us do our job.
Fair.
Yeah, and I think when we're there, three sets of eyes are a whole lot better than one, you know.
Well, there's a common theme popping up in my life right now, and that is who you work with matters.
Yeah.
And, you know, when purchasers are out there, they have to assemble. If they're financing, they have to get a lender squared away.
Sure.
They're working usually with a realtor to help them find a place.
Right.
And having an inspector as a part of that team is a crucial bit, I would argue. So having that core team on your side as purchasers is a good thing, no matter the market conditions.
Absolutely. No, and that's kind of what I think of. We're all part of the same team trying to help our clients find a good house.
Yep.
Something that's not going to eat them someday down the future. So.
Exactly. Physically or financially.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's one thing then that most buyers would be shocked to learn about home inspections?
Good question. So I think one of the things many of my buyers are surprised at is that I'm not perfect.
Wait,
I
what?
I know. I look at, just ask my wife. She can confirm. But the thing is, in our business, we're like the family doctor.
Fair.
Okay. So if the family doctor checks you from head to toe, if she doesn't like the way your heart sounds, she's going to send you off to a cardiologist. She knows enough to say that doesn't sound right. We're going to send you off to a specialist. And a good home inspector is going to be kind of the same way. My hope is that I know more about plumbing than the electrician, but I'm not going to ever know as much about electrical as the electrician and kind of vice versa. So our goal is to look for those things that are a little different. So understanding that home inspectors aren't perfect, just because you have a home inspection does not mean nothing will ever go wrong. We do a lot. You know, you see how much water we run during the home inspection. We fill bathtubs, we run flush toilets a whole bunch. Once in a while, we'll get a call from somebody who'll say, you know, I moved in, this is 3 months after the inspection, and my kitchen sink's leaking. Why didn't you tell me? Well, I didn't know.
It wasn't leaking then.
It wasn't leaking then. We do the best job we can, but we just because we have an inspection, it won't eliminate all risk. Things are going to break.
Time does that. It marches on, right?
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I've got some stories, but what's one of the funnier, or more, maybe the better way to put it is, what is one of the more eyebrow-raising things that you've experienced on an inspection?
Well, funny you should ask.
Uh-oh.
I had a very exciting morning this morning.
Oh.
So, had an 8:30 inspection over in Redford. The buyer's realtor, good agent, had set up the appointment through showing time. The order just got booked yesterday. I had an opening in my schedule, so we were able to fill them in right away.
Good.
So we start on the outside of the house. I had knocked on the door just in case anybody's home, like I always do, to make sure we don't have anybody surprised that we're there in case they weren't informed. So we're there for about 40 minutes on the outside of the house, climbing on the roof, looking in the garage, doing all those different things that we do on a home inspection. Get inside the kitchen, and we're in there for about 5 minutes, and out of the corner of my eye, coming from the driveway, I hear a loud yell, and I see movement, and I hear somebody saying, Redford police, show yourself.
Jeez.
And through the door at that moment comes a police officer with a gun drawn and pointed at my chest.
Well, now.
So that was, I think I deserve full credit for not basically having the same pants on that I started out the morning with.
Fair, yes.
That was exciting. So
smoke,
goes back a little bit to the importance of a good realtor helping make that transaction go a little more smoothly. For some reason, I think on the listing side, the word had not gotten down to the homeowners who were going to be the very next day. So that was exciting. thankfully, it was a police officer, and those guys have such tough jobs, I wouldn't want to do it. I don't blame them for being a little nervous.
Yep.
But thankfully, it wasn't a homeowner with a gun pointed at me. I trust the police a lot more in that situation because those folks are trained.
Right.
But that was an exciting one. So
that's extremely exciting.
Yeah. Up until this point, I would think about the castle that I inspected or maybe dead bats in a furnace that we found one time that I know
dead
is one
bats
of your favorite stories.
Yeah.
But that, so sometimes things happen. It's important important to keep your wits about you.
Yeah. Well, and the one story that I had too was we were inspecting a home in Ann Arbor, and you poked your head up into the attic, literally just lifted that little that little board up, and you came shimming right down that that ladder so fast. It's like, yeah, there's a few eyeballs up there staring back at me. I'm not going to go up there right now.
Yeah. It can be an exciting job sometimes.
It certainly can. Certainly
today, more exciting than others. My heart rate, I didn't have to drink the rest of my coffee this morning or that day either.
You were, well, I'm sure you were awake this morning right after that
wide
encounter.
Awake. Holy wide
smokes.
Awake. Yeah.
So to just wrap up here nice and quick, anything that we should leave with our purchasers that are listening or potentially agents and sellers that are listening to this podcast and this audio stream, is there something that they should know about home inspections and also, how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. So folks can reach us. We've got a great office. We've got 15 guys here in Southeast Michigan for our team. So we're the largest team in Southeast Michigan. We're actually the largest employee-based inspection company in the country. We've got about 300 inspectors across the country. So BPG Inspections with an S on the end, .com. You can book right online. We've got an easy order system. You can go boom, boom, boom. Just ask for Bob Bowling. No, we've got a great team. So any of our folks will take good care of you. And then just in terms of home inspections, you know, hire a good realtor, work with somebody. And the nice thing is, as a buyer, you're not actually paying your fee. That comes out of the sales price.
Yeah.
So that part is a really important part of the whole thing. Make sure you get an agent that you can trust.
Yeah.
Good agents will have a good referral list. Home inspectors will have a good referral list because there's going to be a roof that needs to be done or a water heater or whatever it might be. And then get as much information, disclosure. We love if we've got a copy of the disclosure, come to the inspection. It's really important, I think, if you can be there. We love the buyers being there because it's a lot more meaningful experience for them. When you get a 40-page report with a whole bunch of red X's, you think, oh my God, the house is falling down. But part of what we do as a home inspector is not only to tell you what's wrong, but what things are, what some perspective is, and maybe some ideas on how to fix things. We should be a good solution provider as well.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And one of the things that I have to throw on the end of that for you, Bob, is one of the things I've appreciated about every inspector I've worked with at BPG, you guys are great at follow-up. Literally the day after the inspection is done and the report is delivered to the purchaser, I'm getting a phone call. I'm getting an inquiry. Hey, want to make sure you got it, number one. Number two, any questions right out of the gate? And by the way, the buyers have your contact information. So when they've got questions, I'm still chirping with them and we're talking through all that. Sure. But they've got the ability to reach out to the inspector that did the inspection and say, can we get some clarity here? I appreciate that.
No, I hope all my guys are doing that because that's kind of the goal is we want to make sure we're there for the long run. I always tell folks, you own me for life after the inspection. Just don't ask my wife if owning me is a good deal. So she says I'm special, but she kind of does air quotes around the word special with me. So
your wife does that too, huh?
Okay. Long-term marriage. Thank God. 33 years. I'm pretty blessed.
Well done, sir. Yeah. Well, truly, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it. Coming in here and just dropping a few words. Good to see you in person again. For those of you listening, for those of you watching, this is Todd, partner with Studio 48 at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Snyder & Company Realtors. This is Bob Bowling with BPG Inspections, S on the end. We're getting some contact information in the show notes as well as on the screen here. Thank you so much for stopping in today. Hope you're having a great one.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate you being here.